Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Nick and Cecil. Here's former Denver Bronco Nick Ferguson and 1043thefan.com Cecil Lanny.
Yeah. Oh, certainly one of our favorite players in the NFL draft. Hoping the Broncos would have got him, but they didn't. The Eagles got him, and fly, Eagles, fly, because Davion Taylor from CU joins the show right now. Nick and Cecil. Davion, good evening. Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Thanks for joining the show. I got to tell you, Davion, I was at your pro day, and it was an interesting day because that's the day the email was sent out to all the students. It's like, oh, we're done here. But you put on a hell of a performance, like an amazing performance, jumping out the building, showing off there for scouts. Let's go back to that pro day and just talk about your preparation, how you felt, how you did, and how that really helped you, you know, rise up draft boards.
Well, like, after the combine, I wasn't satisfied with my numbers. Like, even though they were good numbers, I wasn't satisfied. I knew I can do better. So throughout those, like, the week and a half I had left before my pro day, I just told my my trainer, I was like, hey, I have to do better. Like, I have to focus on the things I did wrong. Like, we have to fix these things because pro day coming up, and I want to shock the world. Like, I want to show what I really can do. And I just made sure I worked hard that week and a half. I didn't take no days off. I was coming in ready to work, and I was just trying to put in extra work if I have to, about stay after like a good 10 minutes afterwards working on starts so I can have a good 40, working on my explosion, just doing everything I can so when the pro day came up, I'll beat all my numbers when it came to from the combine and just like put on that show I wanted to put on.
Well, the biggest thing for me is that, you know, being an undrafted player, you got a chance to experience something I've never had a chance to experience, having your phone called and being drafted. So explain to the audience what that was like, that feeling was like for you to hear, first and foremost, your name announced on television and then to receive that phone call.
It was like a dream come true. Like, during the second day, it was towards the end of the third round. I think it was like pick 100, and like I would start getting nervous. Like I thought my leg started to shake. I started to bite my nails. And I was like, because I didn't know. I was like, I really want to go to the third round, but I don't. I understand, but I really want to go to the third round. So like I was just getting very, very anxious. Then like my phone started to ring, and to me, I almost dropped my phone because I was like, oh, I hope this is it. And I honestly thought it was the Patriots because the Patriots were on the clock when I received the phone call. And to be honest, I just knew it was about to be a team. And I just answered the phone. They asked me, are you ready to be a Philadelphia Eagle? And I just like, yes, I am. Like, thank you. I just couldn't stop saying thank you because I was just so happy and just so overjoyed. And then even the people around me, they was like, who is it? And I was trying to tell them, like, wait, like, I just put my hand up, like, I'm going to tell you, just hold on, I wasn't just saying anything yet. But then when I got to the phone, I told them, the Eagles, you could tell, like, from the video, like, that was just happy for me. All this just came around, hugged me and everything. And then after the video was over, I actually went in the kitchen, and I just started bursting to tears because I never imagined to be drafted, like, just like being drafted at all, like, not even just the third round, but like it was just a dream come true. Then, like when I did see my name called, like it was just all again. I was about to get to cry all over again because I was like, I made it, Mom. Like I made it. Like it was just really a dream come true, like a day that I will never forget.
Man alive, what a great talent. CU linebacker, Philadelphia Eagles linebacker, Davion Taylor joining us now here on Nick and Cecil. And Davion, I don't know if you're a linebacker, man. I graded you. I watched every game you played for CU. I'm like, are you a safety? Are you a linebacker? Are you a pass rusher? Because you can pretty much do all of that.
Yes, sir. And I love it, the versatility that I have. Even the Eagles, Coach Schwartz, he called me and told me, he was like, he wanted to use me just like Colorado used me. But my rookie season, he wanted me to focus on one position, whatever that may be. But I told him, I'm just ready to come in and work. And, like, he's going to see, like, the same thing I brought in at Colorado. I'm going to make sure I'm working every day. And wherever you put me at, I'm going to make sure that I be an impact at that position.
Now, you did something that most players struggle with, both on the collegiate level and on the pro level. That's open field tackling. What is it about the way that you tackle that makes you excel so well in open field tackling?
What I think practice, like practice, because out every single week and every single day we had an open field tackling drill. And at practice, the thing about it though, at practice, I could never make an open field tackle at practice because like it was just so hard. But in the game, I guess like for one, like is it, like I know what I have to do in order to make the tackle, and all the hard work I put in during that week, I just think it just comes out on the field, like just chasing that near hip, making sure that I just send him to the sidelines. And then, like, if he do beat me, I'm sending him back to the help. So I always like to be in the right position. Like, if I do, like I said, like if I do miss a tackle, I have help coming towards him, help me if I do miss.
He's Damian Taylor, CU linebacker, Philadelphia Eagles third round pick. Joiners here on Nick and Cecil. And Davion, love your story, man. A fantastic story of just the hard work, the dedication. But I want to know about the people that motivated to get you where you are today, and specifically the love that you have for your family, man, the support of your mother, the love of your family that got you here to this point. Let's talk about those people.
Well, like, I really cannot point out just one person because, like, I feel like everybody who I've had in my life impacted my life differently. But, just thinking about my family just specifically, like, my mother, just her just supporting me these last 4 years would been the best because it was nice in Colorado. I got homesick. I called her. Like, sometimes I probably called her crying on the phone because, like, I thought I wasn't doing too good at practice or, like, I thought I was going to lose the starting spot. Like, just her being on my side the whole time these last 4 years. And then, like, whenever I call the phone, she'll pick up. And also my brother, too. Like, I looked up to him growing up, and he was the same way. If I needed him, like, if I needed to call him, I know he'll pick up the phone. And I hear, like, we'll have a conversation. He'll give me advice. So, like, those two played probably the most important part roles in my life because I think without them, too, I probably wouldn't have made it this far.
Well, when we look at the college that you came from, CU, right, they've gone through a transition. They've changed coaches. How do you see the program actually changing over the next couple of years under Carl Durrell?
At this point, I think the team knows what it takes to win. I feel like when it comes to the coaches, like different coaches have different coaching styles, different plays, all that. But this team, like the team that I left, they know how to win. Like, we know what it takes. We know it's going to take hard work. It's going to take dedication. And we know, like, it's going to take extra film study. So, like, we know that they know what it takes to win. So, like, I think these next 4 years are going to be great for the CU program because, like, we've had two great coaches the last 2 years I was there. And they've learned so much. And I feel like it's really helping them even more because they're learning, like, from different coaches and they're learning different styles. When they can bring all those styles together, and it even, like, makes them a better team.
He's Davion Taylor, Philadelphia Eagles linebacker, third-round pick out of Colorado. Certainly appreciate your time, Davion. My final question for you just has to do with, off the field. What do you do for fun? Obviously, you love working out. As we evidence here, your pro day was outstanding. But, you know, just kind of, man, you made it in the NFL. What are you doing? You're watching movies? You're playing video games? Like, what do you like to do to relax once in a while?
She probably just watching movies or just like, I love just watching movies most of the time. I'm not really a gamer because like, I'm not really a good gamer and I don't like to lose. So like, I really don't like to play the gamers. So I just really just like to watch movies, watch TV shows and just lay around in my free time. And like, I'm also in classes right now. So I've been doing classwork, just trying to keep myself busy until I leave because I'm actually just ready to go, ready to get the feeling and get to work.
Now that you're drafted, we all know your story or we're aware of your story. How does it change, if at all, your approach to the game moving forward now that you are Philadelphia Eagle?
I don't think it doesn't change anything because I feel like if I change, it will mess me up. I feel like I have to keep the same focus I had to get to the NFL, like while I'm in the NFL, like the same humbleness, like just staying humble, keeping God first and working hard every single day. If I just keep that path, I just know God is just continue to bless me like over these next few years because I feel like if I change now, I feel like I probably won't be as good. Now, but if I just keep on the same routine, the same thing I've been doing to get where I am, I'm just going to continue to get better and just continue to just show the world what God can do.
Well, I tell you what, man, you have one heck of a story. I know the road that you've traveled. I've traveled it myself. I wish you nothing but love in the city. brotherly love, man. Go out there and show those guys what you can do. Take it to them every single Sunday, Thursday, or whenever you lace them up, man. Thank you for blessing us and giving us some time on the show tonight.
Yes, sir. And thank you for having me.
Appreciate it.
All right, there we go. Thanks, Davion. Davion Taylor, ladies and gentlemen. CU linebacker now with the Philadelphia Eagles. Man, I wish... I'm going to get to my KJ Hamler rant in a little bit, Nick, but I really wish the Broncos would have taken him. Get these numbers. Look at these numbers, dude. He lined up 10 times at cornerback last year. Okay, 10. That's fine. He lined up 294 times at slot cornerback. He lined up 251 times in the box. And he lined up 201 times on the defensive line. Outside of Isaiah Simmons, is there anyone more versatile than that?
No, it's not. He would have been a perfect fit for...
Perfect fit, dude.
Right. And we were on air during the third and fourth round. And when, you know, the Broncos, you know, made their picks, I was happy, but I still was a little upset because they didn't address that linebacker issue. He would have been a perfect guy. You know, when you talk about a hybrid guy that you can bring down in the box, he can use his track background to get from point A to point B. If you needed him to be a strong safety, he was that type of thumper that you can utilize that type of skill set. But I'm happy for him and his family. He gets a chance to get drafted, go to Philadelphia and play professional football. So I'm expecting to see great things from this kid moving forward.
Yeah, great pick by the Philadelphia Eagles. My goodness, the different type of positions that he can play for that team. It's just it's unlimited. Absolutely unlimited with what you can do with a guy like Davion Taylor. Many thanks for him for joining the show. If you missed any part of that podcast, where can you listen to our show online, KB?
1043thefan.com.
Love when he smiles when he says that. And I love the fact that we've got our sports radio, 1043 The Fan, and 9 Carats Colorado Shares, King Soopers Virtual Food Drive. Food Bank of the Rockies is in desperate need of emergency funds to help Colorado families. Every dollar donated helps provide 4 meals. Bonneville International, which is our company we're so blessed to work for, and 9 News are matching the first $10,000 in donations. Contribute now at 1043thefan.com/food drive. That's 1043thefan.com/food drive. It's our sports radio, 1043 The Fan, and 9 Cares, Colorado Shares, King Soopers Virtual Food Drive. And please help out there if you can. You've waited for it. And I give you the most epic rant you will hear about KJ Hamler, and people need to stop complaining. Next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.